think, council? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioner's Court meeting for April the 6th, 2009. We will begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Domain, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Alfred. Will you stand, please?
You'll join me in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you to acknowledge your majesty, to thank you for the creation of this life that we're able to enjoy, and for placing us in a country where we can exercise such great freedoms as men and women. Lord, I would ask that during this week of Easter that you instill in us, each and every one of us, a spirit that will bring us closer to you and to help us serve our fellow man in a much better way. Lord, lead us and guide us. Forgive us where we fail you. And these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We all say the Pledge of Allegiance in unison.
In the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First items are under purchasing. Item A, approved specifications for IFB for term contract for fire sprinklers, fire pumps, kitchen hood suppression, and a halon. A 1301 fire suppression system injection for Jefferson County. Item B, receive and file bids for IFB term contract for automobile rental car concessions. Item C, amend contract IFB term contract for insecticides, herbicides for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control with Alenza for a period of from February the 27th 09 to February 26, 2010, for item the number four rodeo herbicides from $18.50 to $35.50. Is that a gallon?
Yes, sir.
A gallon. The price increase is due to continued increased manufacturer's cost. Item D, considering possibly approved disposition of salvage property, is authorized by the local government code for broken or obsolete items.
Judge, I'll move for approval.
I'd have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County commissioners. Item A, consider authorizing the county judge to, I'm going to recommend that issue be tabled and that the burn ban still be rescinded at this time. Does anybody have anything different on that? So we'll table that till next Monday. Item B, considering possibly authorized county judge to notify our prepositioned contractors, Garner and Crowder Guff, that we intend to proceed to address removal of hazardous debris, materials deposited by tidal surge from Hurricane Ike in the unincorporated areas of the county. Item C, receive and file economic development incentive agreement between Jefferson County and Denbury Green Pipeline, Texas LLC. And item D, consider and possibly approve a proclamation designating the month of April 2009 as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Jefferson County. Item E by addendum, consider authorizing the county judge to execute an application on behalf of Water Control and Improvement District Number 10 for HMGP funding. Item F, consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute an application for hazard mitigation grant funding for the beach dune restoration project.
So moved.
Have a motion on those items and a second discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, this is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. Is anyone here prepared to speak to the court today? You're ready. I could tell you were ready. Come on up. I'm going to read this proclamation in a minute.
We have a hall of court report.
Good, I noticed. Yeah, come on down. Wow.
You want me to start now?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you, Judge Walker, for welcoming us here today and all the county commissioners. I'm Sherry Pulliam. I'm the Public Information Officer for the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. We appreciate you proclaiming April Child Abuse Prevention Month here in Jefferson County. Over 1,800 cases of child abuse and neglect were investigated last year by our investigators.
Wow.
That involved 588 victims.
Mm.
We had one child death last year in Jefferson County due to abuse and neglect. If there's any good news out of all this, it's that our child deaths are down. We had five child deaths in Jefferson County in 07, only one in 08. They're down across the state. Our numbers have stayed the same, but our child death numbers are down. There were 213 in the state of Texas this past year in 2008. So we appreciate you welcoming us today. We have a whole courtroom full of people here. It takes all of us to combat child abuse and neglect, not just Child Protective Services. It takes a lot of community involvement from CASA to the Garth House to the DA's office, Judge Moore and Judge Shelton, Buckner's. It takes a whole community, and we appreciate you welcoming us here today. Thank you very much.
Well, we appreciate what you do. And
Rhonda from Buckner's could approach the bench.
Oh, yeah.
To give out some blue ribbons and have proudly this month. Also, Wednesday is
going
Blue Day all across the state.
Thank
we're
you.
Asking everybody to wear blue
Thanks.
On Wednesday to show their support.
Yeah,
for
that'd be nice.
And
okay, we will. Any of the judges have anything to say?
No, sir.
That's unusual.
I'm going to say the commissioners paid $10 each, not to speak.
Make it 12.
Thank you for your support.
You got it. Let me read this proclamation. Whereas there were 249,850 cases of child abuse and neglect in Texas in fiscal year 2008, with 70,589 Texas children confirmed victims of child abuse and neglect in fiscal year 2008, with 588 of those children residing in Jefferson County. And whereas child abuse prevention is a community responsibility and finding solution requires the involvement of all people. Whereas communities must make every effort to promote programs that benefit children and their families. And whereas effective child abuse prevention programs succeed because of partnerships among agencies, schools, religious organizations, law enforcement agencies, and the business community. And whereas everyone in the community should become more aware of child abuse prevention and consider helping parents raise their children in a safe and nurturing environment. Now, therefore, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of April 2009 to be Child Abuse Prevention Month in Jefferson County, and we urge all the citizens to work together to help reduce child abuse and neglect sufficiently, significantly in the years to come. Okay? Thank y'all so much.
Also, I want to say the candlelight vigil for Crime Victims Week will be April the 30th at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Here at the courthouse, and we'd like to invite everyone to come out and join
Thank
us.
You very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a neat ribbon. Thank you, sir. Okay. County Auditor, item A, regular county bills, check number 314236, check number 314564.
So moved.
Judge, could I change that to 568? We had some payroll checks come.
No, can't do it.
Oh, well, all right.
I'll amend my motion to include through check 568.
Okay. And a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Agriculture Department, item A, consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Barbara Evans to attend the Why Try program training in New Orleans, Louisiana, April 23rd and 24th, 2009. Is there a motion on that? Okay, there's a second?
I'll second.
All right, motion to second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Engineer.
Judge, if I may, there's some legal issues that concern Mr. Rugg. This is an important project, and as Jerry Ware said, I know where we need to be, but we got to figure out a different route to get there. And so I'm going to ask that this item be held until we can work out the legalistics of it on item A.
Item A, table it?
Yes, sir.
Item A under engineer is tabled. Item B, request approval to release retainage to Jamel Smith Construction for fencing repairs to the Southeast Texas Regional Airport due to Hurricane Ike in the amount of $330.11. Item C, consider and possibly approve final plat of Highland Acre Estates, Phase 1, Lots 1 through 10, a 53.381-acre subdivision out of the TNO Railroad Company Survey, Abstract number 207 in Jefferson County, and this property is located in Precinct 4. Is there a motion on those two items? Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Tax Assessor Collector, item A, consider and possibly approve the extension of a contract with Linebarger, Gogan, Blair, and Sampson LLP for the collection of delinquent property taxes to the year 2014. Ms. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to speak to that?
Move for approval.
Second, but I would ask this question on those
new computers you're going to purchase. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen to the old ones?
The old ones are being, we're looking at working with MIS to see if they can be used elsewhere in the county or with some of the school districts. And we'll, of course, have first dibs on them here in the county.
I will.
They are not bad. They are just 5 years old.
Okay, then. I would love to. I will be working with you guys on that. Okay. Appreciate it.
Do they have hard drives in them?
Well, they're enormous. Yes, they do. I'm impressed.
Okay. I don't know what it is. I just sounded brilliant, didn't it? Anyway, okay. Is anything further on that item A under tax assessor? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous and it's done. Is there anything further? If not, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye. We're adjourned.
Aye.